Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello. And welcome.
That was very
in.
Pleasant. I'm sorry.
Hello. Whoa.
Okay, and welcome in to another episode of Farm to Fame. That guy who keeps talking is Pete Moylan. I am Kelsey Wingert. I messed that up. And that is our captain. Oh, our captain. He has great hair. I was thinking about that when we were taping Blitzball Battle 3. Maddie Mass, folks. Everybody good?
Maddie, welcome in.
Welcome, Maddie.
Glad welcome to you both.
All righty, guys. Well, we're continuing our series here. We are breaking down for you guys the top prospects at each position as we head into 2023. And I got to tell y'all, we've had some really deep episodes already with some really, really big names. But the outfield might be the most exciting one that we've done so far. All right, let's start off strong, you guys. This is a name. If you're a baseball person, you know this name. We've been talking about him for a while now. That's Corbin Carroll. A lot of things about him in the news recently because he just signed that, what was it, an 8-year, $111 million deal. There's a club option that would make it 134. Corbin Carroll's in the Diamondbacks organization. He's MLB's second overall prospect. He's only 22 years old. Last year in 91 games between AA and AAA, he hit .307 with 22 doubles, 8 triples, 24 home runs, 62 RBI, 31 bags, and a 1.035, 1035, however you want to say it, OPS. Tore it up in the minor leagues, where then he was called up to the big leagues and played in 32 games and looked really good up there as well. He hit .260, 9 doubles, 2 triples, 4 home runs in 32 games, 14 RBI, 2 stolen bags to an .830 OPS. The Rockies played last year when he was called up, and he is just electric to watch. He is so fast. I don't know if you guys have seen the videos coming out during spring training of him. He is so fast. He has 80 grade speed, right? Am I saying that right? Yeah. 80 grade speed. That's arguably the best in all of Major League Baseball that we're going to see this season. After that great showing in the 32 games last year, he got that 8-year extension for $111 million. There's a club option in that, which could make it $134. He was drafted in 2019, and this dude just signed a 9-figure extension. He was drafted out of high school in 2019, not even college. He's considered obviously to be one of the best athletes in that class. He lost significant time in 2020 thanks to COVID. 2021, he had a labrum tear, but then he broke out in 2022. So this is a guy who doesn't even have that much minor league experience since he got drafted, and he's already doing this in the show. Like I said, that 80 grade speed. He had 3 of the fastest home to second times in MLB in 2022, 7.43 seconds. He had 2 of the 3 fastest home to third time in MLB in 2022. These are the kind of videos I'm talking about coming out from spring training right now. And this was all done in 32 games.
Yeah.
Last year. 70 grade fielding pairs pretty nicely with 80 grade speed. He has a low spring-loaded batting stance that gives him the ability to hit for some power to all fields. He is the NL Rookie of the Year front runner, and his ETA is obviously this year.
He's here.
But, like, holy smokes, you want to get excited about somebody.
This is what I'm reading and hearing, is that it's just a combination of speed, power. Like, it's just – it's basically the whole package. You don't give a kid that kind of cash if – there's really question marks. So,
yeah,
I mean, I expect him to do great things.
I mean, in the 91 minor league games last year, he had 24 home runs in 91 games.
Yeah. 30-30 guy, 40-40 guy, maybe.
Yeah. And 22 doubles. Like, I mean, 31 bags. I mean, it's just that this is a guy where if you haven't heard about him, welcome to baseball.
Now you know.
Like, geez, Louise.
Good for him, though. That's awesome.
Fired up about that.
Good for you.
Can I say one complaint?
Oh, hello. Whoopsie.
Whoever took his picture, couldn't you have gotten him before he lapped up
off?
On the sunscreen? Right. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Ah, well,
yeah.
That's all right.
80 grade speed, you can have whatever sunscreen you want.
All right, so number two, this kid, I've seen a couple of games, and it's legit. Jordan Walker, he's the number four prospect in Major League Baseball. He's 20 years old. He's from the Cardinals. In 119 games in AA last year, hit 306 with 31 doubles, 3 triples, 19 home runs, 22 stolen bases, and 68 RBI. He was just under the 900 OPS, drafted by the Cardinals 21st in 2020 out of Decatur High School in Georgia. He raked in each of his first two full seasons, posting a 300 average and a 500 slug in both. 65 grade power, 6'5 frame.
Wow.
Allows him to produce the fourth highest exit velos in the 2022 Arizona Fall League. He's 70 grade arm. He throws at 99.5 in the field at the Arizona Fall League. But moving away from the natural third base because of Arenado, in 2023 spring training, as in right now, he's leading all players with 17 hits, 7 extra base hits, all while batting 378 with a 1.058 OPS. And he's second in at bats with 45. So they're giving him every chance to try and break with the team. His only concern is his swing-heavy approach, but he finds the barrel well. And that swing-heavy approach seems to be serving him pretty well this spring training. So his ETA is right now also. They're giving him every chance to make that team.
Great picture too. Smiley guy.
Oh, his personality is off, unbelievable. Wait till you see or hear this kid. It's amazing.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. The third ranked outfield prospect as we head into this year is Jackson Churio. He's with the Brewers. He's MLB's 8th overall prospect in their top 100. Only 19 years old. 3 different levels last year, A ball, high A, double A. In 99 games, he hit 288. He had 30 doubles, 5 triples, 20 home runs, 75 RBI, 16 stolen bases, and an 880 OPS. That's really solid. He was signed by the Brewers out of Venezuela just in 2021. He was originally signed as a shortstop, but moved to center field in the Dominican Summer League after he had some arm issues. 70 grade speed, so it makes him a great fit in center field. In 2022, he started as an 18-year-old in A ball and moved all the way up to double A by the end of the season. He was the youngest player at the Futures Games, and the Brewers have been really impressed with his ability to hit oppo just as much as he can pull. He struggled against breaking pitches to start 2022 and improved throughout the season. That's the storyline we see a lot. Concerns to address are his plate discipline and his zone coverage. But again, 19 years old.
Look at those numbers, man.
Yeah, a lot of time to grow into that. His ETA is 2024.
Nice, plenty of time.
Oh, look who you get.
I know. You know, you want to know how you're a stud?
Yeah.
Is if you can make this list and you haven't registered a single hit or a single play in minor league baseball yet. I'm talking about Drew Jones, number 4, number 15 major league prospect. He's 19 years old, son of Hall of Fame candidate, and about to be Hall of Fame next year,
get
probably
him in.
The year after.
Get
Andrew
him in
Jones,
Hall of Fame.
10-time Gold Glover, Andrew Jones, my friend, your friend, Kels, everyone's friend, greatest center fielder I've seen. Smoltzy will tell you the same thing. Everybody
deleted
that played
his
him
Instagram,
says the same thing.
Not on Instagram anymore. Yeah,
good for him. Who needs it? Don't need it. Throw him out. We need it because it's part of our jobs. But he doesn't need it. Anyway, drafted by the Diamondbacks, second overall pick in 2022 out of Wesleyan High School in Georgia. He was the Georgia's Gatorade Player of the Year as a senior.
Georgia guys.
Projected first overall heading into the draft and then got the third highest signing bonus ever, $8.19 million. That's a lot of millions. Look up my career earnings and see how many millions that is, by the way. Suffered a left shoulder injury before he even took the field. Unfortunately, in BP,
do you remember that?
That sucks. I remember that. I was like,
Twitter
you
that
be kidding
day.
Me.
Oh right. My gosh.
But he's back already. I've seen him. Ugh. So 70 grade speed, 70 grade fielding, project him to be a Gold Glove like his dad, and a 65 grade arm tool. He also pitched, but his current bat speed and 6'4 frame mean the D-backs will view him as a big power guy in MLB. His ETA is 2026. Man, currently behind Alec Thomas and Corbin Carroll in center field. So, but I mean, if you have to switch to left or right, or if, I mean, talk about a potential outfield with those three.
Yeah.
I mean, take your pick. You probably might need two of them. Just have a guy floating wherever.
When do you guys stop growing? Like, is he done? Is at 6'4", at 19 years old? Can he, you can still sprout up?
Oh, yeah. He'll sprout out, I think.
How tall is Drew? I don't think Andrew's that tall.
Probably 6'3", 6'2".
6'1".
Okay.
Okay. Drew Jones. All right, this next guy is with the Washington Nationals organization, and that is James Wood. He's MLB's 17th overall prospect in their top 100. He's 20 years old. Pete, 76 games in rookie ball and A-ball last year. You'll like these numbers a lot. 313 average, 27 doubles, doubles machine, 27 doubles in 76 games, one triple, 12 home runs, 62 RBI, 20 stolen bags, and a 956 OPS. That's real nice.
That's real nice.
He was drafted by the Padres. He was a part of that Juan Soto deal, if this name is kind of familiar for you and you can't figure out why. He was drafted by the Padres 62nd overall in 2021 out of Iowa Academy, which is that powerhouse at all sports school in Florida. Their facilities are like a SEC school. But yeah, he was traded to the Nationals in the Juan Soto trade on August 2nd of 2022. He had a really tough senior season, so he was drafted as an upside pick and had an immediate return for them, obviously. In 2021, after the draft in rookie ball, he hit 372 with a 1.0 OPS. In 2022, in A-ball, he was hitting 337 for the Padres before getting traded to the Nationals. So again, in 2021, he hit 372 in rookie ball. And then before the trade, he hit 337. So, you know, the Nationals were excited about the potential of him. They're impressed by his ability to jump on balls that he can hit and laying off of those that he can't, and his open stance. The most impressive thing about him is this dude is 6'7". Forgot to tell you that.
Oops.
6'7", 240 pounds, and he has above average speed. I want to see that guy turn it on. His ETA is 2025. Dang. Yeah, baby. That's good. Five guys right there. All righty. Let's dive into our dark horses, because
PCA.
If you were to ask me at any point, what prospect are you most excited about? Although I love Corbin Carroll, my answer without hesitation would immediately be Pete Crow Armstrong. I think Pete Crow Armstrong has superstar potential. I love Pete Crow Armstrong. He is in the Cubs organization. He's MLB's 28th overall prospect. He's the number 7 overall outfield prospect, only 20 years old, and 101 games last year between A-ball and high A. He hit 312 with 20 doubles, 10 triples, 16 home runs, 61 RBI. How about 32 stolen bases, and an 896 OPS. He was drafted in 2020 by the Mets, 19th overall out of Harbor Westlake High School in California. Yes, that high school in California with Freed, Giolito, Flaherty, also Pete Crow Armstrong. He had entered his senior season as the number one high school prospect in the 2020 draft. Then he was traded to the Cubs for Javier Baez and Trevor Williams in July of 2021. So 2021, season ended after 6 games, devastated. He tore his shoulder labrum. In 2022, he found new power at the plate with the Cubs while cementing himself as the best defensive prospect in baseball.
Wow.
80 grade. Hello. The Cubs tweaked his swing just to be able to pull with more power while still shooting balls to all fields. Wow. The problem was he became more aggressive and ended nearly with a 5 strikeout to walk ratio. His ETA is 2024, but this guy has such a high baseball IQ. He is someone who the baseball world they're just going to fall in love with, because he has everything you want. and a guy to lead, to be a face of an organization. So Pete Crow Armstrong, man, his mom was the mom in Little Big League.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. You want to hear a story? Here's one for you. Heston Kerstad. He's with the Orioles. This is going to be an Orioles pod. He's MLB's 80th prospect, non-ranked in the outfield prospects. But listen to this.
In 65 games in A-ball and Double-A, he hit .309, 17 doubles, 2 triples, 5 homers, 37 RBI, 1 stolen base, 851 OPS.
Reasonable. Drafted by the Orioles in the second round, 2022 out of Arkansas.
Second overall, just to be clear. Second overall.
What did I say?
Second round.
Oh, second overall. I'm sorry. Nice job. No, where did Dynamite drop in, Matty? Well, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're good.
Broke out in 16 games in his junior season before the pandemic with a 1.304 OPS. Myocarditis, the viral heart inflammation and lingering effects kept him off the field until June 2022, where he hit .463 with a 1.201 OPS in A-ball before getting promoted to high A. Struggled a bit more in high A, but corrected in Arizona Fall League with the MVP performance, hit .357 with 15 extra base hits in 22 games. Fits well as a corner outfielder with a strong arm, but his bat will carry him through all the levels. Does still swing and miss, but could be a great lefty power bat. Man, spring training so far, he's hitting .394 with 6 extra base hits, 6 moats, and a 1.217 OPS. His ETA... Mike, it's 2024. The Orioles are going to be mental.
I love that word. You know what else I love?
SeatGeek.
I love SeatGeek. And we have a very special announcement, because to celebrate our beautiful sport being back, baseball, SeatGeek is giving all of you 15% off of your next purchase with the code JohnBoyPreseason. It doesn't matter what kind of ticket you're buying. It does not have to be baseball. It can be a concert. It can be any sport you want. Or if you've bought on SeatGeek before, the code JohnBoyPreseason is going to hook you up. So it's important to note that this is only available until March 31st. So the days are counting down. So stop your waiting. They have an app that's really easy to use as well. So just add the code JohnBoyPreseason to your account, and that'll get you 15% off of your next SeatGeek purchase. You'll thank us later. All righty. Ooh, Maddie, a fun storyline for you. Talking outfield prospects. I kind of want you to take the lead on this.
Let's go, Maddie.
All right. Well, you guys let me know your opinion, because I'm biased. So you guys got to let me know. The fun storyline. Does Jason the Martian Dominguez have any shot at all of making the MLB this year with the New York Yankees? This is a guy that was signed by the Yankees out of the Dominican Republic in 2019. As a 16-year-old, I believe. And before he signed, he was getting comps to Bo Jackson, Mickey Mantle, Mike Trout. So crazy expectations as a 16-year-old before even signing with an MLB team. And to be honest, to this point, he has yet to live up to those expectations. And yeah, no kidding. I mean, you're getting comped to some of the... Yeah, exactly. So in his 176 minor league games to this point, he's got a .266 average with 21 homers and an .803 OPS. He is a good switch hitter that hits better lefty, despite good bat speed and exit velos from both sides. At this point, MLB.com kind of projected him maxing out around a .270 with 30 homers in the big leagues throughout his prime. And, you know, that's something that you can't complain about if a guy's popping 30 homers. Speed-wise, he's above average, and he's at this point still getting stronger since he's turned to pro. I mean, the guy's only 20 at this point. This is what excites me, though. 11 games so far in spring training, as of when this was written this past weekend, I think. .455 average with a double, 4 home runs, 9 RBIs, a stolen base just because, and a 1.5 OPS. Unfortunately, the Yankees already sent him to minor league camp last week. He has an ETA of 2024. The question, does he have any shot of breaking onto the Yankees roster at some point throughout this season? I would say no.
Yeah.
He's only 20, but I mean, as I said, that's as far as development goes, he's still got so many more years to develop and get better. But I think he's handled spring training pitching. I think he's probably opened some eyes. And if he has a good start to the season, then anything's possible, honestly.
I think that he starts in AAA, and that's why exciting. Because if he starts in AAA and produces anywhere close to what he's done in spring training, I think that they're going to have a conversation. So
correct. The Yankees are going to be so young.
I think he can put himself in a position where if there's like two injuries to the outfield.
Well, there's already one. Bader is down, so.
Dang. Yeah, I mean, I think that 2024 ETA is a little bit more realistic unless like there are some injuries that happen. Well, I think that was one of the most exciting episodes. The outfield position is stacked. A lot of these guys, Corbin Carroll, keep your eye out on him this year.
They're all 20.
I know. But thank you guys so much for watching and for listening. We love you guys. We'll see you in the next episode. Farm on, farm often. We got more coming your way.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.